There is a new proposal for a $3.5 million observatory with a state-of-the-art telescope dome proposed for the middle of the racecourse in Melbourne's inner southeast. That's Caulfield, because Caulfield's undergone a significant change, because it was for years run as a racetrack and as a training facility until someone came along and said, hey, Barley Charlie, this is Crown land, right? It can't just be used by horse people all the time. Perry Vlahos, former president of the Astronomical Society of Victoria. Perry, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, is it, to me, $3.5 million for an observatory sounds cheap. Are we sort of getting the, we're getting the cheaper end of the scale, or $3.5 million gets you a good observatory?
Well, I think we have to keep it in perspective. We're not talking about a
Hubble telescope
class observatory such as the Hubble telescope or what is at Palomar Mountain or anything like that, or even perhaps Siding Spring. This is a more modest telescope with facilities really for the public to be able to come and have a look at the sky rather than doing more research-grade work.
So yeah, I get that. I get that, Perry. Have we got a good one? What's the best one we got at the moment in Victoria?
Well, the largest telescope that we have in Victoria at the moment belongs to the Astronomical Society of Victoria, and that's a telescope with a 40-inch mirror. This will be smaller than that. But it would make it available to people living in Melbourne, whereas the other one is quite a distance. It's up at a dark sky site about 2 hours away. So it would mean that we could still observe the sky. For example, this morning, if people are looking up, there's a perfect lineup of all the planets that are visible to the naked eye, with Venus, then the Moon, Jupiter, Mars, Saturn going along, and you'd be able to get to that observatory, put your eye to the eyepiece, have a look at these wonderful things in the sky without having to go too far from Melbourne. Right. So it's kind of making good facilities, excellent facilities and telescopes available nearby without having to go 2 hours away to be able to view.
Hey, Perry, there was that old joke. You're probably not allowed to talk anymore because it was suggested it was the Irish who were going to make a visit to go to the sun, and they said, won't it be too hot? And they said, no, we're going to go at night. Can you use a telescope during the day?
Yes, of course. You can look at the sun during the day with special filters. And the sun looks magnificent, especially during the peak of activity with a lot of sunspots. And with the right filters, you can actually see much more detail with coronal emissions and all sorts of things that are going on the sun. You can actually use the sun, my apologies, look at the planets as well during the day with a large enough telescope. The stars and the planets don't disappear during the day, but it's the glare from the sun that makes them invisible to our naked eye.
But good on you, Perry. Perry, we must away. Perry Vlahos, former president of the Astronomical Society of Victoria. Hey, Russell, you know the expression, you can't have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Good.
Peggy O'Neill has just texted me to tell me that if you are an American, you don't relinquish your American citizenship.
Nice one.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a bog-off. Right? Buy one, get one free. Right? You get your Australian citizenship and you don't have to give away your American citizenship.
Then why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So now, Peggy, can you go out and shop for another one? Can you have three? It's 13 to 7. Rumour files open. Catherine on phones today, 133 693, or get email breakfast at 3aw.com.au. It's 12 to 7.